Chapter 10, Let's Do It in the Bathroom. At FastCap, we have a lot of fun. One of the funniest things we do happens during the morning tour we give our visitors. After they've had a chance to see our company in action, during the morning meeting and improvement walk, people always ask, "How do I get started? It seems so overwhelming." That's when I say, "Oh, it's really quite simple." And then I lead them to one of our 5 bathrooms. I open the door and say, "Walk in here, and I will show you how you begin to build a culture of continuous improvement." They look at me like I'm crazy and respond with, "Are you serious? Really? You want me to learn how to do this by walking in your bathroom?" I say proudly, "We have the cleanest bathrooms in the world. All of our bathrooms are identical because our bathroom is the standard for what we think lean should look like in the rest of our facility. We created a standard that was easy for everyone to understand. After all, the bathroom is the one experience that unites all of us, and most of us will use the bathroom 2 or 3 times a day. When we say that everything should look like the bathroom, people know exactly what we're talking about. Now, let me tell you what our bathroom looks like. This book is full of pictures. As a way of giving proof of our extreme lean ways, you can see in the pictures that each bathroom has a stainless steel rack in it with all the supplies necessary: toilet plunger, toilet bowl scrubber, paper towels, Windex wipes, a mop, aspirin, saline rinse, basically everything we need on a daily basis to maintain our bathrooms and keep them clean. Now, of course, I'm going off script a little bit. You're listening to the audiobook right now, and all you have to do is watch Lean Bathroom and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. When we first began the transformation of our bathrooms, one thing we noticed was that we had several different kinds of cleaners and methodologies to get the bathrooms clean. It was not a standardized process. Some people like Windex, some people like 409. We had a whole variety of different kinds of cleaners and processes in which we clean the bathroom, which was absolutely the antithesis of what lean is. Remember the 3 S's we learned from Hawks? Sweep, sort, and standardize? Keeping track of everybody's favorite cleaner is craziness and adds too much complexity to a task that should be straightforward. Now, everything is standardized. On the door of every bathroom is a plastic laminated card that has a picture of the 6 steps necessary to clean the bathroom and a picture of the person who is responsible for cleaning it that day. At FastCap, we don't have janitors. We all clean the bathroom, including me. The bathroom stays perfect all day long because a consequential component of lean is respect for people. Leaving the bathroom cleaner than you found it, it is a very basic sign of respect and courtesy for others. The toilet seat is down, there is no pee on the toilet, no water spots on the mirror, and the sink is clean. This is the way every one of our bathrooms are left all day long. I promise you, I'm not exaggerating. You can walk in any one of our bathrooms at any time of the day, and they will look identical to what they look like in the morning after they were first cleaned. The reason is because there are 3 principles in play. Number 1, no pun intended, leave everything better than you found it. If that's the case, everything is continuously improving. Number 2, sorry, I couldn't help myself, respect for people. Simple things like leaving the toilet seat down is a basic courtesy that shows respect for others. When you leave everything better than you found it, you are naturally cleaning up after yourself and therefore making things better for others, which is a sign of respect for others. Number 3, create a standard that is accessible to everyone. We created our standard using a very basic model that everyone can relate to, the bathroom. The bathroom is visual and easy to understand. What better place to begin building a culture of continuous improvement than the bathroom? So number 1, leave it better than you found it. Number 2, respect for people. And number 3, create a standard. My advice for people wanting to create a lean culture is to start in the bathroom and roll it out slowly from there. Go ahead, do it in the bathroom. Building a lean culture requires standardizing and simplifying everything. We settled on Windex because I'm Greek, and all Greeks know that Windex will heal and clean anything. If you don't understand this joke, watch my Big Fat Greek Wedding. It's an incredible movie and one of my favorites of all time. It's a running joke at FastCap. If all else fails, get out the Windex. Paul loves Windex. So we use Windex on our bathroom counters. We use Windex on our floors. We use Windex on our lunch tables. We use Windex on the countertops. We have one cleaner that does a great job for just about every surface. This is just one example of why the bathroom has been created as an excellent model of how to standardize and simplify. Back to the three S's. It's swept, it's kept clean in a very simple way, it's sorted, we got rid of all the ancillary products, and it's standardized. We use the same products in all bathrooms and the same checklist. As a matter of fact, everybody cleans a different bathroom every day. It rotates around and they can perform the task perfectly because everything is the same every place, no matter where you go, and that's 100% predictable. And that, frankly, eliminates waste. We made the process the expert, not the people. By doing so, we freed up our RAM memory for higher level thinking, for activities such as continuous improvement and innovation and problem solving. We do not clutter our minds and waste our time searching for mundane items like cleaning supplies and plungers. If you don't know how to start thinking lean, start doing it in the bathroom. The one thing, lean starts in the bathroom. And obviously, watch the Lean Bathroom video and you're gonna love it.